Forensic police are investigating a fatal crash between a motorcyclist and vehicle at an intersection near Obeobe yesterday afternoon. A 70-year-old Palmwoods man died at the scene while the driver of the vehicle wasn't hurt. It was the second serious motorbike crash here on Thursday after a 47-year-old man suffered significant leg injuries in a collision with a car in Maroochydore. The Lifelight helicopter team have been reunited with a paraglider they rescued from a sand cliff at Rainbow Beach in October last year. Maverick Robbins, who had crashed 80 metres down a 100-metre sand cliff, broke his back in three places, and the only way to get to him was via a winch rescue right on nightfall. Critical care doctor Carly Sylvester says the scenario was high risk as wind from the chopper eroded the cliff further and blew sand through the helicopter cabin. She says it required precision from the crew.
He had wedged himself over the edge of a very small tree with his legs dangling below him, which he couldn't feel any longer once he'd landed. He didn't have much to grab onto, so he felt really unstable and unsteady throughout his whole time waiting for us and then through the rescue portion.
Maverick was winched 200 feet on board, which is double the usual winch length, before being flown to hospital. Police are hoping the community can help them identify a man they wish to speak to in relation to the alleged assault of a woman at Perigian Beach on Tuesday morning. A woman aged in her 60s was walking near Beach Access 53 when she approached a man and had a brief discussion before he allegedly tackled her to the ground. He had a dog with him and ran from the scene. He's described as Caucasian with a solid build and aged in his early 20s. The woman was transported to hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. And Australia Zoo has welcomed the arrival of three baby Komodo dragons for the first time in the zoo's 55-year history. The Komodo is the world's largest lizard.